From 88.5 FM WXPN in Philadelphia and NPR Music, welcome to the live concert with Josh Ritter. Now let's go to World Cafe Live in Philadelphia and to XPN Midday host Helen Light.
Good afternoon from the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, live on XPN. To our listeners worldwide at xpn.org, Vermont Public Radio at vpr.net, WBFO in Buffalo, New York, KUT.org in Austin, Texas, and NPR.org. Well, today we have a live midday performance with one of our favorite artists, and we aren't alone. The New York Times says there's no limit to the depth and ambition of his songs. Pace Magazine has called him one of the 100 best living songwriters, and he has a new album coming out on May 4th called So Runs the World Away. He will be back in Philadelphia at the TLA on May 7th. We're happy to have him with us today. Please welcome Josh Ritter.
Thanks for coming. There was a time I had the right key, rolled the tumbler, set the bolt on every wandering eye I caught. But something has changed, this is all wrong. I'm out here in the cold with a wet face rattling your locks. There ain't nothing new about the world that I ain't learned from just the standing here in this spot. That I ain't learned from just watching you go by. I tell myself people are cold and strangers pass, separate themselves from love by building walls 100,000 miles high. Frostbite and heart sickness, ain't neither one of them so bad if you can understand the reason why. Black hole, black hole, are your eyes as empty as they look? Black hole. Your eyes as empty as they look. All along I thought I was giving you my love, but you were just stealing it. Now I want back every single thing that you took. I woke up sorry I was living. rather than rattle in your lock. I'd rather spend another night in hell. Great. Thank you for coming down. Whoa.
Professor Nevins right there. Everything good? Everything all right? Okay. All right. This is a new song. This is called Southern Pacific. Southern Pacific. you very much. It's my amazing band. We recorded this record up in Maine, and there every night it was a really great time. Whenever the night was sort of coming to a close, someone would start making dinner. You know, but the kitchen was right next to this is at Sam's Great North recording studio, Great North Sound Society. I recommend it to anybody. And we were up there, and so I'm sorry to tell you this, but I saw my hand, and I recalled that we were working on this song called The Curse, and at a certain point, it was not my job to do dinner that night, or hardly ever, I guess. But I was given a bean can to throw away, and somehow I managed to cut my hand on a bean can, and then we had to drive a couple hours to find a doctor, but there was no doctor, so we had to go to the veterinarian. It got me thinking about other alternatives for healthcare. All right, this song is called The Curse.
Of his heart under scarab and bone starts back to its beating. She carries him home in a beautiful boat. He watches the sea from a porthole in stowage. He can hear all she says as she sits by his bed, and one day his lips answer her in her own language. The days quickly pass. He loves making her laugh. The first time he moves, it's her hair that he touches. She asks, "Are you cursed?" He says, "I think that I'm cured." Then he talks of the Nile and the girls in bulrushes. Covered case. He pretends he is dead. People crowd round to see him, but each night she comes round, and the two wander down the halls of the tomb that she calls a museum. Often he stops to rest, then less and less. Then it's her that looks tired, staying up asking questions. He learns how to read from the papers that she is writing about him, and he makes corrections. It's his face on a book. More and more come to look. Families from Iowa, Upper West Siders. Then one day it's too much. He decides to get up, and his chaos ensues. He walks outside to find her. She's using a cane, and her face looks too pale. But she's happy to see him. As they walk, he supports her. She asks, "Are you cursed?" But his answer's obscured in a sandstorm of flashbulbs, rowdy reporters. Oh. Thank you. such reanimation. Two-tour of the nation. He gets out of limos. He meets other women. He speaks of her fondly. Their nights in the museum. But she's just one more rag. Now he's dragging behind him. She stops going out. She just lies there in bed, in hotels and whatever towns they are speaking. Then her face starts to set and her hands start to fold. And one day the dried figure of her heart stops its beating. Long ago on the ship, she asked why pyramids. He said, think of them as an immense invitation. She asked, are you cursed? He said, I think that I'm cured. Then he kissed her and hoped that she'd forget that question.
Sam Kassir right here. Zachariah Obadiah, Book of Revelations Hickman right here. Thank you.
You're listening to our live midday concert. We're broadcasting from the World Cafe Live in Philadelphia. Very excited to have our guest today. The new album comes out on May 4th, and he is on tour, so he'll be back in Philadelphia on May 7th. Welcome back, our friend Josh Ritter.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I like you.
Lewis Collins took a trip out west. When he returned, little Delia had gone to rest. The angels laid her away. Lewis said to Delia, that's a sad thing with life. There's people always leaving just as other folks arrive. The angels laid her away. And when the people heard that Delia was dead, all of them gentlemen, they dressed in red. The angels laid her away. The angels laid her away. They laid her 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid her away. Lewis went downtown for a new suit of clothes. He's gonna dress up for Delia like a fine red rose. The angels laid him away. He bought a 10-gallon Stetson and it was ox blood red. Well, then Stack Lee shot Lewis in the back of the head. The angels laid him away. Stack Lee said to Lewis, oh, now don't you grieve. I'm sending you to Delia. You won't ever have to leave. The angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. Laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. Thank you. Well, the judge was a mean one. His name was Hanging Billy Lyons. He said, you always been a bad man, Stack. You're gonna hang this time. The angels lay you away. And the jailer said to Stack Lee, what's the problem with you? Oh, jailer, Lewis Collins' ghost brought Delia's with him too. And the angels laid him away. The angels laid him away. They laid him 6 feet under the clay. The angels laid him away. Well, they buried little Delia in the churchyard deep, with Lewis Collins at her head, Stack Lee at her feet. The angels laid them away. And out of Delia's bed came briars, and out of Lewis' bed a rose, and out of Stack Lee's came Stack Lee's cold, lonely little ghost. And the angels laid them away. And I'm looking over rooftops, I'm hoping that it ain't true, that the same God looks out for them, looks out for me and you. The angels laid them away. The angels laid them away. The angels laid them away.
Thank you. This is great. Could we do like a yell, like a really big? Yeah! Well, one more. It's gonna be.
I thought you were happy with whoever. Did you dream about me now and then? Did you look up at the stars? Feel something for the constellations? And all those lovers circling round their loves, slings and arrows, dogs and lions, rivers separating touch from touch, the comedy of distance, the tragedy of separation. Am I making all the right moves? Am I singing you? I ever had for hesitation. And I said, won't you tell me where you've been? You put a finger to my lips and then you kissed me once. Once again the crickets I looked up met the moon with a standing ovation. Am I making all the right moves? Am I singing you the right blues? Is there a time that I can call? Thank you.
And I realize that I might lose you, you might lose me. Drift apart in the night, never know why and not know how. I said, what if we are like the northern sky? What if there are things that come between us that we can't take back and we can't make right? You said, I don't know, darling, but I'm here with you. We're coming to the chorus now. Am I making all the right moves? Am I singing you the right blues?
Is everything all right? Wow. For anybody that can't see, there's the coolest kid there. Sitting up on it. Yeah. You have got a career if you want one.
Leading lights of the age, y'all wondered amongst themselves what I would do next. And after all that I'd found in my travels around the world, was there anything left? Gentlemen, I said, I've studied the maps, and if what I am thinking is right, there's another new world, the top of the world, for whoever can break through the ice. I looked round the room. Saw that they wanted belief. So I said, all I got are my guts and my God. Then I paused, and the Annabelle. Oh, the Annabelle, I saw the rise shine, the most beautiful ship in the sea. My Nina, my Pinta, my Santa Maria, my beautiful Annabelle. That spring we set sail, and the crowd waved from shore, and on board the crew waved their hands. But I never had family, it's just the Annabelle, so I didn't have cause to look back. I just set the course north, and I studied the charts, and towards dark I drifted towards sleep. And I dreamed of the fine, deep harbor I'd find, past the ice for my Annabelle. And after that it got colder, the world got quiet, it was never quite day or quite night, and the sea turned the color of sky, turned the color of sea, turned the color of ice, till at last all around us was fastness, one vast glassy desert of arsenic white. And the waves that once lifted us sifted instead into drifts against Annabelle's sides, and the crew gathered closer. At first for the comfort, but each
Each morning would bring a new set of tracks in the snow leading over the edge of the world till I was the only one left. And after that it gets cloudy, but it feels like I lay there for days and maybe for months. And Annabelle held me, the two of us happy just to think back on all we had done. As I chopped up her moorings for timber, I told her of all that we still had to see. And as the wind turned her moorings to 19, the wind lashed her sides in the cold. I burned her to keep me alive every night in the loving embrace of her hold, and I won't call it rescue. Brought me back here to the old world to drink and decline and pretend that the search for another new world was well worth the burning of mine. Although sometimes at night in my dreams comes the singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking Annabelle Lee has finally made it to another new world. Yeah, sometimes at night in my dreams comes the singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking Annabelle Lee has finally made it to another new.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's an incredible band. Yeah. We're so lucky to be here. I'm
Thank you for everything. Thank you very, 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 very much. Yeah, we got to do this again. This is... All right. So, all right. Let's do this.
Hearts. a lot.
Austin Nevins, Sam Kassir, Zach Hickman, and Liam Hurley. My name's Josh Ritter. Thank you, XPN, World Cafe, amazing. Rock and roll.
It's a sold out crowd at the World Cafe Live here in Philadelphia for our live midday concert. Thanks again to Josh Ritter for joining us today. His new album, So Runs the World Away, comes out on May 4th. And as I said, he's going on tour. He'll be back in Philadelphia at the TLA May 7th. And you can find more information, go into the archives at xpn.org. Next Friday, join us at midday for the Holmes Brothers. Live from 88.5 in Philadelphia, npr.org, xpn.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Helen Light.